And you can go to your Sunday school now. And everybody else, why don't we turn around and say hello? First, especially the first people for the first time.
我们小朋友去到主日学了，那么彼此的弟兄姊妹，我们打个招呼。
欢迎大家。谢主，Once again, welcome everyone.
再次欢迎大家。
Especially those who are for the first time.
特别是第一次来到我们当中参加我们聚会的朋友们，欢迎你。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
If you have your Bibles, we are going to look at John chapter 9.
如果你有圣经的话，请大家可以翻到约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9。
约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9。
约翰福音第九章。
Can we have the words on the screen, please? John chapter 9. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth.
这里约翰福音九章第一节说，耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来就是瞎眼的。
His disciple asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
然后门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢，还是他的父母呢？
Verse 3, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
第三节接着说，耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
You know, when someone has disability,
当我们看到一个人身上有些残疾的时候，
In human history and culture, we often blame the person, they must have done something wrong.
可能我们从一些人类的历史啊文化，我们常常会去归咎于这个人他自己是不是做错的一些事情，得到这样一个结果。
If you were a person who believed in reincarnation, they said they must have done something wrong in the past life.
有人如果有人是相信了轮回，生命轮回的话，他觉得说是前世你做了什么坏事。
If you're someone from Israel at that time, you think they must have sinned against God, or their parents have sinned against God.
那么在以色列人他们那个时候时代，他们觉得说是他们在有这种残疾，是不是因为他或者他的父母犯了什么罪
？See, often in our lives, we say, "This has happened to me. Must be we done something wrong."
所以在我们的生命当中，我们常常会这样子一个结论说，我们生活发生一些事情是不是因为我们做错了什么事情。
And you're thinking, what did I do wrong?
然后你会想说，我到底做错什么呢？
And so we begin to have doubts about our place in God.
然后我们就开始质疑我们在神里面的一些位置。
And other people who are not having that problem points a finger at the particular person, you must have done something wrong.
那么其他人没有这个问题的那些人会可能指手画脚的说，这个人你肯定是做错了什么事情。
The truth is, none of us are perfect.
但是那个事实是我们没有一个人是完美的。
None of us are without sin.
我们没有一个人是没有罪的。
Although Jesus cleansed us from our sins, it does not mean we don't sin.
虽然耶稣基督的宝血洁净了我们一切的罪，但并不代表我们不会再犯罪了。
But as a Christian, when we sin against God, we should be conscious that we are sinning.
当我们基督徒，我们向神犯罪的时候，我们的良知会让我们知道我们在犯罪。
And sin has a devastation; it has a consequence.
我们知道犯罪有一个非常差的那个结局，有个后果。
But then, when Jesus answered the disciples' question, "Did he sin, or did the parents sin?"
当耶稣来回答门徒对他的质疑说，这个人他残瞎眼是因为这个人犯罪还是他的父母犯罪的时候，
And surprisingly, Jesus gave the answer, neither have sinned, but the works of God should be revealed in him.
在耶稣的回答当中非常意外的他说到，不是这个人犯罪，也不是他父母犯罪，而是要在这个人的身上显出神的作为来。
What does that mean?
这个什么意思呢？
You see, Jesus is King, Savior and Lord.
耶稣基督是我们的君王，他是主，是我们的救主。
No one can change that.
没有一个人可以改变这个真理。
Doesn't matter what we believe, doesn't matter what the world believes, Jesus is still King, still Savior, still Lord.
不管我们相信什么，也不管这个世界相信什么，这个真理就是耶稣基督是王，是主，是救主。
That is a fact.
这是一个事实。
What God has confirmed and exalted, no one can change.
父神所确立的，并且已经建立的，没有人可以改变。
Jesus has been exalted. He is Lord, Savior, and King.
耶稣基督已经被高举，他是君王，他是主，是救主。
It is a fact no one can change.
这是一个没有任何人可以改变的事实。
What we need is to understand that.
我们需要做的就是去接受理解这个事实。
What the world needs to know is to receive that revelation from God that He is Lord and Savior.
这个世界需要做的是从父神领受这个启示来知道耶稣基督是主，是君王，是救主。
We Christians don't need to hype that up.
我们基督徒不需要去隐藏这样的真理。
Jesus don't need any man to affirm that he is Savior.
耶稣基督他不需要我们任何人的肯定来确定他的身份和地位。
He said, I am.
他说我就是。
He is who he is.
他是那自由拥有的神。
Aren't you glad that Jesus is not insecure?
我们是不是很确信耶稣基督是
Sometimes we Christians feel insecure. Do you really believe in God? Are you really a Christian?
那时候我们基督徒有这样的不确定感，没有安全感，说你真的相信神吗？你真的是基督徒吗？
Is your God really alive? Is your God really hearing you? Is Jesus really your Savior?
然后有人会质问你说，你真的得救吗？你真的神真的垂听的祷告吗？耶稣基督真的是你的救主吗？
Jesus doesn't have to prove himself.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督不需要来为此而证明。
Never once did he say, "I am God."
没有一次他说我是神。
He doesn't need to say, "I am Messiah." He doesn't need to say, "I am the Messiah."
他不需要说我是那个弥赛亚。
You see, he is who he is.
他就是那一位。
Have you ever worked in a company where people are given titles?
有没有当我们在公司上班的时候，有人会有不同的职称
？Manager.Director,
经理、总裁、职位这样。
And we make sure people know that.
你确保人家看到你的职位，知道你的头衔。
And if you are a Korean person, you have a big plaque in front of your desk.
如果是韩国人的话，在韩国公司的文化里面，在你的座位上有一个很大大的那个牌子来说明你的职位。
See, people can call you a manager, but are you a manager?
有人可以称你为经理，但是你真正的身份是经理吗？
People can call you a leader, but are you a leader?
人家可以称为你是领袖，但是你是真正的领袖吗？
You see, we can have many titles. You can say, here is Chef Joshua.
你可以有很多头衔，我可以称为我是厨师 Joshua.
But if I can't cook,
但是如果我不能做饭的话，
I can call myself a chef, but what use is that if I can't cook?
我可以称为自己为主厨，但是如果我没有那个煮菜的技能的话，那有什么用呢？
But if you are a chef, you don't need a title.
但是如果你本身你就是一个厨师，但是你不一定需要一个头衔的。
You don't need people to tell you that you are a chef.
你不需要别人告诉你是厨师而有这个厨艺。
Because the moment you prepare the food, everybody know you are a chef.
因为当你开始展示你的厨艺的时候，大家一眼就看出你就是厨师了。
See, Jesus doesn't need anyone to tell anyone else. It doesn't need anyone to affirm that he is God.
所以我们的主耶稣不需要得到任何人的肯定来确定他的身份。
When he appears, when he comes back, everybody knows that he is God.
当神显现的时候，当他再来的时候，所有人知道他就是主。
It ends all debates.
一切的争论都结束了。
Amen?
Amen.
When Jesus appears in the last days, when he comes back, all arguments stop. He is God.
在末后的日子，当主耶稣显现，荣耀显现的时候，所有的争论将要止息，因为他就是那个君王。
And when, because he is God, he knows everything.
因为他是神，他知晓万有。
Because he is God, he has all power.
因为他是神，他是蛮有能力的神。
Because he is God, there is not a single tragedy that happens in our lives that he cannot turn around.
因为他是神，所以在我们生命中发生的任何的苦难和灾难，他没不是神没有能力来翻转的。
Because he is God, there isn't a single problem that he cannot solve.
因为他是神，我们生命中的所有的问题，他都可以帮我们解决。
Because he is our God, we can rely on him.
也正是因为他是我们的神，我们可以完全的去信靠他。
Because he is our Lord, we can follow him.
因为他是我们的主，我们可以紧紧的跟随他。
We can listen to him.
我们可以听他。
We can obey him.
我们可以去顺从他。
With confidence.
带着信心来顺从他。
Knowing that everything he asks us to do is for our good.
相信他让我们做的每一件事情都是与我们有益的。
He cannot deny who he is.
神不能否认他自己真他的身份。
His mission is to help us, to save us.
主耶稣他的呼召就是来拯救我们，来帮助我们。
If Jesus is not interested in saving us, then he cannot be called Savior.
如果主耶稣他并不是为了来拯救我们，他不能称为救主，不是吗？
If Jesus is not interested in helping us, then we cannot call him Lord.
如果主耶稣他不是为了来帮助我们的话，那我们不会称为他是我们的主。
Because he doesn't need the title, because that's who he is.
主耶稣并不需要我们赋予他任何的头衔，因为他就是那位。
Because he is Lord.
因为他就是那位主。
We should live securely.
以致让我们有这个安全感。
Knowing during this time of turmoil in the world, he will guide us.
让我们相信在这个世上有一切苦难的时候，神仍然会带领我们。
Knowing that he is God.
当我们知道他是神的时候
，We know that he cannot be defeated.
我们知道他不能被胜过。
Knowing that he is king,
知道他是那王。
Everything has already been subdued by him.
一切的事情都在他之下。
If you need forgiveness today,
如果今天你需要神的饶恕。
If you've done wrong today,
如果今天你觉得你做错了事。
Jesus is eager to forgive and to be merciful.
耶稣基督他有怜悯和慈爱来饶恕你。
Nothing on this earth can shroud his glory.
世界上没有任何东西可以与他的荣耀相比。
He is who he is.
他就是那自由拥有的神。
That's why in the time of when there's all troubles on the earth, we need a king. We need a savior in our homes.
所以当这个世界充满了苦难和灾难的时候，我们需要这位主，我们需要在我们的生命中有这位救主。
We already have him.
而且我们知道我们已经拥有了他。
Amen.
Amen.
I hope during this time of uncertainty, you turn towards the King.
我希望在大家在这个很不确定的这个时间的时候，我们可以转向神。
This is the time when we need a God.
这是一个时代，我们非常迫切的需要这位神。
He's more powerful than any government.
他会比一切的执政的掌权都更有能力。
Who are these dictators?
这些独裁者是谁呢？
You can have all the nuclear weapons of the world, but with God, you cannot even touch him.
你有可能有世界上最先进的一些武器和武器，但是如果神介入的话，没有人可以触碰。
That's why we should not be afraid, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的不要惧怕。
We have a God that is undefeatable.
我们有一个神是不可能被摧毁的。
No enemy can harm you.
没有任何仇敌可以来伤害到我们。
The greatest weapon that you've got is prayer.
我们所拥有的最强大的武器就是来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, if you are anxious or worried in any way, pray.
弟兄姊妹，如果不管你是怎么样的状态，你很焦虑、很担忧的话，那我们做的就是来向神祷告。
Here is the good news: God always hears our prayers.
那么这个好消息是说，神随时都垂听我们的祷告。
Always.
总是垂听我们的祷告。
But that doesn't mean he always answers your prayers.
但是并不代表说他总是能回应你的祷告。
Amen. Especially, 主啊，改变我的丈夫。
特别是当我们不是顺从神的心意的祷告的时候，说神啊，你改变我的丈夫吧。
主啊，改变我的死佬。That's 香港人。So you understand? God doesn't always answer our prayers, but He always listens to our prayers.
就说有不是不是总是能应允我们的祷告，但是他一定是随时听我们的祷告的。
There are so many times that in my experience as a pastor that God gave me supernatural knowledge of people's prayers.
很多时候很奇妙，当我做牧师的时候，神会给我一些很奇妙的一些知识，让我们知道别人对有些人的祷告是什么样
的。One of the greatest joy of being a pastor when God gives you a word of knowledge of someone's prayer.
那我觉得作为牧师的一个很大的一个乐趣就是神有时候给我一些智慧的知识的原理，让我知道其他人的祷告是什么。
And when you repeat the prayer to the person who you are praying for, they are shocked.
当你把你所听到的他们向神的祷告重复给他们听的时候，他们听到后非常震惊。
Because it proves that God listened.
因为再次证明神是真的垂听祷听祷告的。
Amen. There is a difference between I believe you've been praying to God yesterday.
这个说法有点不同。如果你对那个说，我相信你昨天在跟神祷告。
But saying like I believe you've been praying to God yesterday, and this is what you said.
然后或者但是另外一种说法，你跟对那个人说，我相信这是你昨天在跟神祷告，你祷告的内容是什么？
Amen. Only God, because you spoke to God person to person.
因为我们跟神的一对一的那种对话。
And I wasn't there listening.
那么我作为牧师，我肯定没有偷听你们的祷告，对不对？
And only when God tells me and I tell back to you, then you know God has been listening.
所以当神把这样的一个启示给我，然后我告诉那个祷告的人的时候，他知道说，哦，神真的是在听我的祷告。
And it is wonderful because why? Because it tells you that God has heard you.
当听到这样的一个回应的时候，你会非常的感动，因为说哇，真的是神在听我的祷告。
You see, the anointing on our lives is not to make someone great.
我们在我们身上神所赐的恩膏，并不是让那个人成为好像显得很伟大。
The anointing on my life, the anointing on your life, is not to make you say you're a great Christian.
在我身上的恩膏和在你身上的恩膏，并不是让我们成为一个好像啊、哦、很了不起的基督徒。
The anointing is to heal the brokenhearted.
神所赐下的恩膏是让我们来医治那些破碎伤心的人。
And that is why we need to ask God to anoint us.
所以这就是我们需要要求神来恩膏我们。
Because the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach the good news and heal the brokenhearted.
在圣经里面讲说神的灵在我身上来恩膏我，让我来传好消息，也让被掳得释放，来医治伤心的人。
We are there to testify that Jesus loves people.
因为我们要来为主做见证，告诉他们耶稣爱他们。
And through us, we want people to encounter Jesus.
借着我们的生命，让其他人也可以与神相遇。
When you give a word of knowledge to somebody,that nobody else could even know, only except God, that person has encountered the love of Jesus.
所以当我们借了一些知识的原理，让别人对让一个人知道说他的祷告被神垂听的时候，他就是与神的爱相遇了。
That's why when you come to church, expect Jesus to encounter Jesus.
所以每次当我们来教会的时候，我们有期盼要与神相遇。
It could be from anybody in the church that God can use.
可能神会使用教会里面任何一个人来对你说话。
It could be the words of the worship song that speaks to you.
可能是我们敬拜诗歌的那歌词来对你说话。
It could be the preaching.
也可能是今天教会牧师的讲道。
It could easily be from anyone because God has many different ways.
可能神可以使用任何一个人，因为神可以用不同的方法来触摸你。
It doesn't have to be me. It can be anyone.
不一定是牧师，可以是任何一个人。
Especially that person who desires to be anointed to serve the Lord.
特别是我们当中那些渴慕被神恩膏来服侍主的人。
I remember many years ago, at least several times when women could not give birth to children because they said, 牧师啊，我不可以啊。He said, I can't. I have no womb.
当很多年前，我知道有姊妹说她们不能生孩子的时候，因为她们没有子宫。
Or they got no women, whatever.
他们不具备那个生育的
ovary
卵管卵巢，他们具备那个生育的能力的时候。
And you pray.
然后你为他们祷告。
And then the following year they come back, do you remember? And they got a baby.
然后隔一，然后第二年他们再回来的时候就抱着一个出生的婴儿来见你。
Hallelujah. The reason why we don't talk about it more because the most important is that person glorifies Jesus.
为什么我现在不会提到这么多见证？因为我们知道那个见证对于那个人说是来荣耀的神。
Every week, people come out for prayer. Words of knowledge are given out, and people think we're just making it up.
很多时候我们聚会完之后为人祷告，有很多智慧知识的言语来释放当中，但很多人觉得是我们是自己想出来编出来的。
But often people come back and say, "That was me. Praise the Lord. I've been praying, and now I'm healed."
所以真的，但是过了一段时间之后，那些人回到我们当中说：“是的，你那个话语就是对我说的，神真的是医治了我。”
It is important that that person has been touched by Jesus.
很重要的是，那特定的那个人，他真的被神所触摸到了。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why, when they ask, "Why is this man blind?"
所以就是当那个门徒又问耶稣，为什么这个人天生就是瞎眼的呢？
The Bible says it's because he is there to glorify God.
因为耶稣回答说，他身上这个瞎眼的情况是为了来彰显神奇妙的作为。
You see, the Jewish people knows that God, they believe in signs, they believe in miracles and healing.
对于犹太人来说，他们相信神迹，相信医治。
But only the Messiah.Can open the eyes of the blind.
但他们只相信只有那个弥赛亚才有这个能力来开这个天生就瞎眼的人的眼。
So how does this blind man glorify God?
所以这个瞎眼的人如何来荣耀神呢？
By his eyes opening, it testifies this is the Messiah.
只有这个人，只有借着这个人瞎眼的看见，可以来证明这个人主耶稣就是弥赛亚。
You see.What sin has done to this man? Why this man born blind is to part of the fall of man.
所以我们看到这个人他瞎眼的状况只是人的一个堕落。
We are sick is because the part of the fall of man.
我们得疾病这是因为我们的身体的一个败坏。
But every time when we get healed by God, it glorifies him.
但是每次我们得到神的医治的时候，我们都是荣耀见证神。
You see, the devil wants you to die of your disease, die of your sin. But God, every time when he touches you, it glorifies him.
但仇敌想借着疾病来夺取我们的生命，但是耶稣主要来医治我们，来为了荣耀他自己。
And that is why in our church we must believe and we must not doubt.That Jesus is alive and he will heal our sick bodies. He will deliver us.
所以在我们教会我们一定要相信，我们也 要接受说神是活着的神，他有能力来医治我们，来释放我们。
And guess what? We don't have to help him.
我们不需要来帮助他做这些事情。
We don't have to pretend we're healed.
我们不用演假装我们得医治。
We don't have to make people healed.
我们不能做这些事情让他们得医治。
When we pray for people, we don't have to push them over.
但我们为人祷告的时候，我们不要故意的推倒他。
Many people today get healed without anybody laying hands on them.
现在很多人他们得医治，不需要任何人的按手，他们就得医治。
You know, Betty asked me, "Should we get people to testify?" I said, "No."
然后 Betty 问我说：“我们需要 要找人出来做见证？”
Because
然后我说不用。
It's not the time.
因为我觉得还不是时候。
Most important is that person.Testify tells everyone, "I am healed."
因为只有当那个被得医治那个人，他要来做见证，来告诉众人他得医治了。
Amen. Because it glorifies Jesus.
因为这样的行为真的是荣耀我们的主。
Let's carry on reading.
那我们记得读刚刚的约翰福音第九章。
And then in verse 4 it says here, "As long as it's this day, we must do the works of Him who sent me. Night is coming when."No one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。我在世上的时候是世上的光。
Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud and with saliva, and put it on the man's eyes.
然后耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫。 和泥抹或泥抹在了瞎子的眼睛上。
Just to show you that healing from God comes from the Holy Spirit.
就是我们知道说从主耶稣的医治是从圣灵而来的。
Can you imagine?I spit on the ground, made mud, and anoint people's eyes.
有没有想象我吐口水地上，然后用口水和泥，然后抹在眼睛上
？And you go, and then you make mud, right? And it doesn't work. I said, 牧师啊，为什么不可以医治啊 ？Why am I not healed?
如果我们照搬呢这个方法来做的话，然后你说为什么牧师这个方法不行不通呢？为什么没有得医治的那个人
？It's because your spit is not big enough. You go.
你会说是不是因为吐的这个口水不够多，然后吐多一点，然后再试试。
It's not about technique. You can spit as much as you like.
并不是因为这个医治的方法，不是说有任何的技巧。
You see, it's not about technique. It's about doing what God wants you to do.
并不是关乎那个技巧，而是关乎我们是不是做神让我们做的事情。
At another time, when Jesus spat and touched someone's tongue.
对，主耶稣还有一次就是吐口水，然后抹在那个哑巴的嘴巴上。
If I asked you to come forward, I said, what's wrong? I said, Pastor, I got a sore throat.
然后你想象一下，如果有一个人他喉咙扁到底痛，扁到底痛，然后叫你祷告。
And I go, and then I go, open your mouth.I'll touch.
然后你想想，我当时我就吐些口水，尝试要落在你的舌头上。
And then you said, 牧师，我好了 ，I'm already healed.
然后你可能看到我的脊柱，你都吓到，你就说，牧师不用了，我已经好了，不用了，帮我祷告了。
I remember when I was serving in a big church.
我记得我以前在一个很大教会服侍的时候。
And it was a really hot summer.
那当时是很天气气候很热的一个夏天。
And we used to have fans on the ceiling.
然后当时那个天花板上有风扇。
It was so hot, people sweated so much that the fans spun sweat.
哦，当时。
Into hit people's head.
当时热到那种程度，大家那种就很潮湿，很多汗，热到就是风扇扇的那个空气当中都有人的那个汗水。
It was disgusting.
就那个气味啊，各方面都很不好。
And then a really 6 foot three African guy stood in front of me.
然后一个很高大的一个非洲男子站在我面前，叫我帮他祷告。
And in those days, you want to pray for them, and then you want them to fall.
在那个时候就很流行，你要为他们按手祷告，然后那个人在好像在圣灵的风下要倒下来的感觉。
As a pastor, I said to two usher, get behind you. You need two of you.
然后当时我就叫那个同工说哦，你们两个站在一边要扶以免他倒下
and,
要扶住他
and as he prayed he was wobbling and then you see the two guys
然后在我为他祷告的时候你看到那个男子就好像要倒的感觉然后那个后面两个同工就不断的在移动那个位置想要尝试接住他
and I keep praying for this man he will not fall
然后我一直祷告，他好像都还没倒下。
And it was too tall for me to push him.
然后就是他因为他很高，我也够不着去把他按下去。
Then I said, "Brother, lift up over your hands in Jesus' name."
然后我说，弟兄，奉耶稣基督名，把你两只手，你的手举起来吧。
And he lifted up over his hands.
然后他的两个手一举起来。
You can imagine what happened.
然后你可以想象发生什么样的事情。
There were very powerful smell that came.
然后有很强那个气味就出来了。
At my nose level.
然后那个位置刚刚对着我的鼻子。
And then I start falling back.
然后我自己的忍受不住往后面退。
So other people think it was the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后很多人以为我是在神的那个恩膏圣灵之下倒了。
And people behind me try to stick me back, try to keep me up.
然后我后面的人尝试把我接住，不要让我倒下去。
And I remember hearing someone, "Oh, it's really powerful, isn't it?"
然后我听到有人说，哎呀，是不是神的恩膏很重啊
？And then, in order to that, so I then got up and just hit the man on the head, hit the man on the head, and then he fell over.
然后我真的受不了，然后我就打了他头一下，然后那个人倒下去了。
And I saw the ushers, each one had a hand on their arm. it was disgusting.
然后我看到我两个同工
with the children, right, holding the guy, right, and I'm thinking, you need some soap to really wash that off.
然后那个同工把他接住，然后就碰到他的那个啊，不太。
So where were we?
太臭了，对。
Where were we? Yes, that's it. Verse 8, his neighbor and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg? Some claim he was. Others said, no, he only looks like him. But he himself insisted, I am the man.
这里第八节我们接着读。他的邻舍和那数常见他是讨饭的就说，这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗？然后有人说是他，又有人说不是，却是像他，他自己说是我。
You see, many people say, if God heals, how come we don't see much of it happening in the world or in churches?
很多人说如果神医治的话，那么我们好像在教会当中，在世界上没有看到很多医治彰显。
A simple answer is people are scared to share.
但是有其实很简单的道理就是，有些人他们得医治，他们很不愿意分享。
Do you know if you are blind and your eyes are open, and you got no legs and they grow out, what problems it will bring to your family?
有没有想过，如果你是瞎眼突然看可以看见了，或者你是瘸腿突然那个腿突然长出来了，那么你想你周围的人会什么样的反应呢
？If you don't believe me, verse 18.
如果你不相信我的话，我们先看一下十八节。
Because they said, "Is this not the man that was begging, and now he's healed?" And the beggar said, "Yes, it's me."
因为当时那些所有周围的那些犹太人，他反应说：“这个不就是从前出来讨饭瞎眼的那个人吗？”然后那个瞎眼的说：“是的，就是我，就是我。”
He said, "But the Jews did not believe concerning him, and that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who received his sight."
然后这是犹太人不相信他是从前就是瞎眼的，后来能看见的，然后就叫了他的父母来。
To testify in front of people needs courage.
有的时候在众人面前做见证也是需要勇气的。
Because people will say, you were never blind.
因为可能有人会他们会污蔑你说哦你以前不是瞎眼的。
You're a liar.
你在说谎。
There was nothing wrong with your leg when you walked into the church.
那就说可能你之前你的脚根本都没有问题。
You and that pastor must have fixed it.
可能就是你跟那个牧师你们自己做了些什么小动作搞定的。
I'm not to say that doesn't happen. Certainly not us.
我不是说这个事情不会发生，当然不是在我们当中发生的事情。
But people will doubt you.
因为可能有一些时候有你周围的人会质疑你。
And then verse 19 says, is this your son that they ask? Is this the one that says have been born blind? How is it that now he can see?
然后19节，然后问他们说，这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见的呢？
You see, people refuse to believeGod's miracles.
当人有拒绝去相信神所行的神迹的时候
They either say you're a liar or they find an explanation.
他们要不就是说你在说谎，要不他们就找一些其他的原因来解释这个情况。
Take the five loaves and two small fish.
比如说五饼二鱼的故事。
They said, if the fish is big enough and you divide it enough,People are just about can have a small bit of the fish.
因为有人尝试解说五饼二鱼的神迹，说如果那个鱼够大，然后呢又把这个鱼呢掰得够小，那么可能有可能让每一个人都可以吃上一口。
But remember, this is a boy's lunch.
但是记得这是一个小男孩的午餐哦。
So to answer Mandy's question, easy. It can't be sea bass.
所以来回答刚刚 Mandy 跟他女儿的那个争讨论哈，不可能是好像鲈鱼这么大的那个鱼。
Why do you need two big sea bass for lunch?
为什么你需要五条好像鲈鱼这么大的五条这么大的鱼来做午餐呢
？But to feed 5,000, which is more like 10,000 people, you need two big whales.
但是如果要为五千男人加上儿女跟妇女儿童和妇女的话，可能超过一万人，你可能需要两条大金鱼来喂饱他们吧。
Can you imagine the small boy when mom gave him the lunch, right? Son, here are five loaves.
想象一个母亲给你的儿子做午餐，然后说，儿子，这就是你的午餐，然后放了几条大鱼的给他。
And your dad's going to bring you two sharks.
然后你的爸爸还给你拿两条金鱼来。
You see, we're always trying to explain God's miracle away.
那时候我们尝试用自己的方法来解释神的神迹。
They say the reason why the Israeli people could cross the Red Sea is because during some time this water is only 1 feet high.
然后说到在关于神开红海让以色列人过平走平地走过的时候，他们说可能有些季节那个水位非常的低，所以可以。
And that's why they could cross the Red Sea.
他说这就是为什么他们可以这样走平地过红海。
But do you know that's a miracle?
但是你们大家都知道这是一个神迹啊。
Because the entire Egyptian army was drowned in 1 feet water.
因为如果只有一尺高的水的话，那么整个埃及的军队都全部被这一尺高的水给淹没了。
You see, you cannot explain things of God.
因为你不可能自圆其说，你不可能来用这些方法来解释神所行的神迹。
You see, when the blind man was healed, that was the beginning of his persecution.
当这个天生瞎眼的人得医治的时候，这才是他受到逼迫的一个开始。
Now that's why many people in this world, when they get tremendous miracles, people will interview them and interview them and interview them.
所以当在这世界上有些人他们受了发生了一些很奇妙的神迹的时候，他们会接受一个接一个的访问。
The journalist will be there saying, "Were you really blind? Were you really, really blind? Tell us the parent. Are you sure he's your son?"
然后你可能会有些记者很奇怪的记者会说，你真的是瞎眼了吗？或者会采访他的父母，你确定这个人是你儿子吗？
That's why people, when their children got no legs and they grow legs, they immediately move house and move school.
所以就是当有些人他们接受了一些非常大的那些成绩的时候，他们要不就是搬家，要不就是去了另外的地方换学校。
That's why we don't hear it.
那就是为什么我们听不到这些很大的一些见证。
And that's why we only ever hear of it in the third world.
但是我们在那些第三世界国家，那些发展中国家会听到很多这样的见证。
Do you see God does miracles?
真，你相信吗？神真的做神迹，神行神迹。
Brothers and sisters, I've seen so many that I've lost count.
我自己亲眼见证了很多，数不胜数。
Sometimes when God allowed me to minister in some countries, every person you lay hands, I would say 70 or 80% of people will get healed.
但是我记得当神有让我有机会那些那位些人祷告的时候，我真的按手祷告的 70% 到 80% 的人都得医治。
I remember one meeting, everybody got healed.
我记得我参加过的一次聚会当中，所有被祷告的人都得医治。
There were so many people healed, there wasn't enough time for anybody to testify.
当时有很多的人得医治，都没有够时间给他们来上来做见证。
Healing is one of the easiest things that God can do.
医治是对神来说是一个非常简单能做的事。
Changing the heart and the mind of a person is more difficult.
相对于来改变一个人的心思意念，那简单的多了。
Setting someone free is more difficult.
来让一个人得释放，可能还更难。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus is King.
这就是为什么我们的耶稣是我们的王。
That's why sometimes it looks like nothing is happening in the church.
所以就很多有的时候我们觉得好像在教会里面没有发生一些事情。
God doesn't seem to heal these days.
好像你觉得现在这个时候好像神也不行医治了。
Because you get people to deny it, or people are frightened to share.
因为有些人他们要不就否定，要不他们就是很害怕来分享他的见证。
Amen.
Amen.
In our church, there's so many things going on. All you need, that's why those people were healed. Tell other people, I am healed. Last week, when I was prayed for, I am healed. Go and tell your mom and dad. Go and tell your relatives.
所以其实在我们教会当中，我知道有很多这样的事情在发生。真的鼓励大家，如果你得医治了，真的就是就告诉你身边的朋友，告诉你的父母，说我得医治了。他们祷告为我祷告，我就得医治了。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's carry on reading.
让我们接着读。
In verse 20, his parents answered them and said, "We know that he's our son, and he was born blind.
二十节，他的父母回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。
Can you see the doubts of people? Are you the beggar that we see every day?
然后这些人所有的第一个质疑说，啊，你就是我们天天看到那个在乞讨的人吗？
And the beggar said, yes, it's me, eyes wide open.
然后那个人说，是呀，就是我，眼睛睁得大大的。
No, it can't be you.
然后说，啊，不可能，不可能是你。
Parents, come along, is that your son?
然后把他的父母叫来说，这是你的儿子吗？
And then the parents say, yes, it's our son.
然后父母说，是的，是的，是我儿子。
And then say, but by what mean he now sees, we do not know, or open his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him, he will speak of himself.
然后二十一节，父母接着说，至于他如今怎样怎么能看见？我们却不知道是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成人了，你们自己问他吧，他自己必能说。
His parents said because this because they were afraid of the Jews.
他的父母说这话是因为怕犹太人。
For they already acknowledged that Jesus was Christ would be put out of the synagogue.
因为犹太人呢已经商议定了，若有认耶稣是基督的，要把他赶出会堂。
Are you healed? Don't know. Go and ask the pastor. He prayed for me.
然后要不要说有人问你说你得医治了吗？你要说我不确定，你去问那个帮我祷告的牧师吧。
You see, the devil will intimidate you so that you will not testify.
好像很多时候魔鬼要来恐吓我们，来威胁我们，让我们无法够胆去做见证。
He said, that's why his parents said he is not, he is of, say, ask him.
所以他的这个时候他的父母迫于压力说，哦，这个他已经成人了，你们自己问他吧。
We don't need to ask anyone. You can see his eyes are open.
因为我们不用去问任何人，摆在你面的事实就证明了一切。
You see, fear will keep us shut.
有时候恐惧会让我们闭嘴。
Will stop us from testifying of God.
能阻止我们不去为神做见证。
Because the devil has one aim, is to make sure nobody trusts God.
因为魔鬼的最大的目的就是确保没有人来信靠神。
So that we ruin his testimony.
所以他们就是要毁坏他的，破坏他的那个见证。
You see, Jesus is the Messiah. He heals, he delivers, he sets the captives free.
耶稣基督是弥赛亚，他医治，他释放来了，那被掳的得释放。
But what does the devil want to do in your life?
但是仇敌在我们生命中想做什么呢？
No, he won't heal you. He won't help you. He does not listen to your prayers.
就是仇敌他不会来医治你，他也不会管你，他也不会来垂听你的祷告。
And that's why we need to rise up and say, we will testify.
这就是为什么我们需要站立起来，来为主做见证。
And if people persecute us, we don't care.
就算有人来逼迫我们，我们也不管。
Amen. That's why the disciples testified everywhere, and they persecuted them.
就算看到耶稣的门徒那些使徒，他们四处为耶稣做见证，受到逼迫，他们也不在乎。
Verse 31 says, the religious leader said about Jesus, "We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does His will. Nobody has."Ever heard of opening the eyes of a blind? If this man were from God, he could do nothing.
三十一节。我们知道神不听罪人，唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的神才听他。
Yeah. And then verse 34 says, "To this they replied, 'You were steeped in sin at birth.'" How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out.
然后他们回答说，你全然身在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？于是就把他赶出去了。
Who are the people that kicked God out from the church?
是谁把耶稣基督赶出圣殿的呢？
Who are the people that silenced the people that are healed?
是谁让那些得医治的人他们来闭口不言呢？
That called Jesus a sinner.
是谁来称耶稣基督为罪人的呢？
Are the religious leaders.
就是你宗教的领袖。
Brothers and sisters, make sure we don't become those kind of people.
弟兄姊妹，确保我们自己不要成为这样的人。
Our hearts are so hardened, we don't believe God anymore.
让我们的心如此的刚硬，就不再相信神。
That we say to people, don't bother praying because He will never answer you.
不要对别人说，哦，不要祷告了，反正没什么用的。
Don't bother praying because you will never get healed.
不要再去祷告了，因为反正祷告也不会得医治的。
And then when people do get healed, and when people answer prayers does get answered, we persecute them. No, they're lying. No, they're exaggerating. Betty is very extreme.
所以反而当我们听到人祷告得医治，祷告得垂听的时候，你说：“哎呀，不要相信他们，他们在说谎，他们太极端了。”
I tell you, brothers and sisters, the sign that there's revival in the church when people call us extreme.
当我们看到在我们教会有复兴的时候，会有人来逼迫我们说我们是很极端的。
Because every time when we see sick people, we pray for them.
因为当每次我们看到有病的人，我们都会为他们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
That is extreme. Hallelujah.
这是很极端。Hallelujah.
Because why? We, you and I, need to be vessels so that people can encounter Jesus through us.
因为你和我都需要成为神的器皿，以致其他人借着我们的生命可以与神相遇。
That's why Rana Bonke has got this fantastic illustration. When a man is drowning in the sea.
所以那个布荣康牧师有一个很非常贴切的一个说明，他说当一个人在那个海里面沉下去的时候，
We cannot go to the man who's drowning to say, What's happening to you, brother?
然后你不会看对那个在海里面浇尿溺水的那个人说，你说你在水里面干嘛呀？
And the man is drowning.
然后那个人已经往下面沉了，溺水了。
Do you need a cup of water? Do you need some water?
你需要一些水吗？你需要喝水吗？
Do you need to take some tranquilizers?
Tranquilizer.
妈，
你需要一些镇定剂吗？
You see, we can do all kinds of counseling. What that person needs is someone to throw them a rope.
因为我们就好像我们可以做各种的那种辅导，但是那个人他落水的人就是需要你给他丢一个救生圈。
When somebody is sick,You can counsel them and counsel them and counsel them. If someone's got cancer, you can keep counseling.
就是好像对于一个患病的人来说，一个得癌症的人说，你可以不断的辅导他们。
Perhaps it's God's will for you to have cancer.
你说哦，可能是神的意愿让你可能有这个癌症。
It's okay, just trust in the Lord.
你说哦，没有关系，我们继续的信靠神。
No, we got to keep believing that God will deliver that person from cancer.
但是我们其实应该真的相信神，神有能力来医治这个人，来释放他。
And after we pray for that person, if that person doesn't get healed, we got to go back to our closet and pray, Lord, why?
如果我们祷告了，那个人还没有暂时还没有得医治，那我们要进到我们的内室当中来，真的切切的寻求神。
We got to keep challenging ourselves. Why? Is there something I do not know?
我们要不断的去挑战我们自己，说神啊，是不是还有些领域我们自己没有明白呢？
And bit by bit, we will learn.
然后一点一点，我们会自己更多的学习到。
And then the church will become a place of hope.
然后最后，我们的教会能成为一个给人带来希望的地方。
When people come to find God, they will find God.
当人他们来寻求神的时候，他们在我们的教会当中能找寻到神。
Why? Because there is a bunch of people in that church that believe.
因为为什么？是因为在教会当中有这么样一群人，他们相信神。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus says in verse 35, Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and he found him, said, Do you believe in the Son of Man?
然后35节，耶稣听说他们把他赶出去了，后来遇见他，就说，你信神的儿子吗？
Who is he, sir?The man asked, "Tell me, so that I may believe in him."
他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？”
You see, the blind man heard the gospel.
这里我们看到这个瞎眼的人，之前瞎眼的人，他听到了福音。
It's not just about healing; it's about who healed you.
不只是关乎医治，而是关乎谁医治了你。
The Messiah healed you.
是这个弥赛亚医治了你。
Because no one else can do what the Messiah can do.
有没有任何人可以做弥赛亚所做的事情？
You see, when people are healed, they say to you, "How come I'm healed?"
当有人得医治的时候，他说啊，为什么我能得医治呢？
啊、oh, ，because the pastor is a qigong master.
或者说哦，因为那个帮我祷告的牧师，他是一个气功大师。
I tell you, I when I was a young pastor, people thought I was a qigong master.
但我还在做年轻，我在年轻刚刚做牧师的时候，有人以为我是气功大师。
Because they see us lay hands and people get healed, they say, "Ah, must be 气功很厉害."
然后因为他们看我们给人按手，然后之后那个人得医治，他们以为我们是有那种气功特殊的能力。
No, Every single healing, every single miracle has to lead to Jesus.
我们就每一个神迹，每一个医治，都是与我们的主相关的。
Is it when you we come before Jesus with our needs?
当我们带着我们的需要来到神面前的时候
，He will listen.
神会垂听。
And if we don't find ourselves healed yet,
当我们但是当我们还发现我们自己还没有得完全医治的时候
，Don't lose faith.
不要失去信心。
Keep trusting in God.
一直坚持相信他。
Even when you die with that disease, you still trust in God.
就算我们可能带着这样的疾病死去，但我们仍然信靠神。
Because if we don't believe in God, who will?
如果我们都不相信神，神还会信谁呢？
See, brothers and sisters, we need to be jealous of God's testimony.
我们真的是要因为神的所有的见证而去啊，很羡慕。
Either this Bible tells us the truth or is lying.
这个圣经要不就是真理，要不就是说谎。
Amen. Hallelujah. And this is why Jesus said, he said, verse 37, he said, you have now seen him, and in fact, he is speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him.
然后37节，耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。然后他说：“主啊，我信就拜耶稣。”
You know, people ask me, why is it that you believe in healing and miracles?
有人曾经问我：“你为什么相信医治和神迹呢？”
Many pastors ask me that.
有很多牧师问我这样的问题。
Especially the traditional pastors who don't believe.
特别是一些传统教会的牧师，他们自己本身不相信。
I said, brother.
然后我说：“弟兄啊。”
When I say Jesus loves people.
当我们说耶稣爱人的时候
，What better way to demonstrate love?
你觉得最好来啊彰显这个爱的方式是什么呢
？Than to see Jesus heal them.
就是看到耶稣医治那个人。
When the sister could not have a child and we prayed and then end up with a baby, that's God's love.
当我们看到一个姊妹她不能怀孕生育，但是我们祷告之后她能顺利的怀孕的时候，那么这就是大大彰显了神的爱。
I say you can talk as much as you like.But what people want is action.
你可以你想说多少的说多少，但是人想看到实实在在的一个行为彰显出来。
Tell you brothers and sisters, it always works.
告诉我们弟兄姊妹，这总是行得通。
I remember going to a funeral one day.
我记得有一次我去参加一个葬礼。
Conducting a funeral.
我自己主持那个葬礼。
And the niece and the grandchild of the grandmother who died said, Pastor, it was such a wonderful service.
然后当时我记得过世的那个老奶奶，她的孙子呢来对我说，他说：“牧师啊，这个非常非常棒的一个葬礼啊。”
I said, "The love of God is so great. The love of God from you is just so powerful."
他说：“啊，从你而来的这个神的爱真的是非常的让我感动。”
I'm so glad you're not one of those tongue-speaking healing pastors.
我很感激你不是那种就是哇不在那边讲方言的那些牧师。
And then I smiled.
然后我自己就笑了一下。
I turned around.
然后我就转过身。
I said, "Shikarabaka, stand." I just prayed in tongues loud.
然后我就在那边很大声的讲方言。
And she said, "You're one of those evil ones."
她说啊，你也是那种很邪的那种。
You have an evil spirit.
你现在你身上也有邪灵。
I said, "Sister, you just call me a wonderful pastor and really bring God's love. How come in one second I've changed?"
然后我就对那个姊妹说：“姊妹，你刚刚前一秒说我是一个哇很好的牧师，哇有带来神的爱，为什么转头一说你就变成我有邪灵了呢？”
When I went to China,
然后记得我以前去中国的时候
，I ministered to these people for I've been there few times ministering to the same group of people.
然后我前前后后去过中国几次，然后专门服侍了教会那个同一帮弟兄姊妹。
And I tell you, the love of God was so strong, even I got really touched.
当时在聚会当中，我真的感觉神的爱非常强烈，我自己本身都被感动到。
And I remember the leader said to me, "Oh, God sent you. You're like an angel."
然后我记得当时他们其中一个同工对我说，他说：“哇，你真的是神派来的，好像天使一样的人。”
He said, "Every time when you come, it's like the love just enfolds us."
他说：“每次你来到我们当中的时候，哇，神的爱就好像厚厚的包围着我们。”
He said, Pastor, I'm so glad you're not one of those charismatic tongue-speaking pastors.
他说牧师啊我真的很哇很庆幸啊你不是好像那些灵恩派的那些讲方言的那些牧师。
Then I smiled.
然后我对他微笑笑了笑。
Then I turned to her and said, Shkarabakashanda!
然后我说我也是可以讲方言的。
And immediately she shocked.
然后当时。
你是那个灵恩的。
然后他就非常震惊的看着我说啊原来你也是灵恩派的。
我对呀。
我对呀、啊 我是啊。
Yeah, I'm one of those evil pastors.
我也是那些你们眼中看我好像很邪恶的牧师。
You see, brothers and sisters, that cannot be God.
所以弟兄姊妹这真的不是从神来的。
How can we say God is alive? We only have words.
所以如果我们说神是爱但是我们只是有言语呢
We need deeds.
我们需要看行为上彰显出来
Not only for our own hands, but to demonstrate God.
不只是我们自己的手来证明要说我们看见彰显神
I remember, many of you heard this before, this one touched me a lot.
可能当中很多人听过我之前讲过也我自己很感动
This was in Norway. This was in Norway.
这是在挪威发生的事
And one evening, a lady came out and she was crying.
但是有个姊妹她出来当时她在很痛哭流涕的。
She said, Pastor, pray for my husband. He had a stroke and he's lying, he's paralyzed.
她说请你为我的丈夫祷告她当时中风了瘫痪躺在家里。
Then I said to her, why don't you pray? And I will agree with you.
然后我说为什么你不要你来祷告我跟你一起 Amen 呢
I said, sister, hold my hands.
然后当时我说啊姊妹啊你握住我的手。
Never do that.
一定不要这样做。
I made a big mistake.
当时我犯了一个很大的错误。
So she held my hands.
然后当时她抓住我的手。
And she was so desperate for God.
因为她非常迫切迫切的要寻求神。
And I went, Yes, I'm listening. She was squeezing my hand so hard. She was praying.
然后当时她非常的迫切她紧紧抓住我的手把我的手抓得非常疼。
And I said, Amen, 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 really early. Amen.
然后我就真的是很痛很痛然后我一直说 Amen, Amen, 好了够了够了。
And then the next day she came.
然后第二天她来又来。
With her 21-year-old son.
带着她21岁的一个儿子来的。
I said, Pastor, do you remember me?
然后他说牧师你还记得我吗
I was here yesterday.
昨天我在这里啊。
He said, after we prayed, when I went back, my husband got out of bed.
他说
and he was totally healed.
哇哈利路亚感谢主。他说昨天晚上我们祷告完之后回到家我的丈夫就从床上起来了后来得完全的医治了。
I said, sister, it was you who was praying, not me.
我说姊妹啊是你自己亲自为你的丈夫祷告不是我。
But he said, son,Remember his face.
然后他就把他的儿子带到我面前说你要记住这个牧师的样子。
So I was looking at his son.
然后我们就四目相对。
Always pray for him, always bless him.
然后他说你总是要为他祷告为他祝福。
I tell you brothers and sisters, when someone's life was about to be wrecked, you come along in the name of Jesus.Jesus touched them and they encountered Jesus.
所以当一个人他们的生命接近要支离破碎的边缘的时候当神使用你来祝福他来释放他们的时候他们与神有一个相遇。
And in that same meeting, a man was strapped in this wheelchair for 5 years.
在同一个机会当中当时一个人他坐在轮椅上5年了。
And it was snowing outside.
然后外面下了大雪。
I said, nobody knows me, I've got no reputation here.
当时我在那边我只是一个不足出名的一个人。
So I said to them, sorry, unstrap the man.
然后我说把那个人解开他的那个。
Put him on my back. Put him on my back.
然后我说把那个人放在我背上。
And I dragged the man up and down. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed.
然后当时我就把那个人背在我后面我说奉耶稣基督名得医治奉耶稣基督名得医治。
I dragged him up there and down there for 10 minutes.
然后我背着他从这边走到那边那边走到这边走了10分钟
The reason why it's 10 minutes because after that I was tired
为什么花了十分钟就是因为我走了两下以后我就真的很累透不动了
So that we put him back on the wheelchair
然后我们又把他放回那个轮椅上
I said Lord what's going on he's not healed
然后你说啊主啊为什么他还没有得医治呢
And then the Holy Spirit said to me his left ear is deaf
然后那个时候我听到圣灵对我说，他说他的左耳是耳聋的。
I said, brother, your left ear is deaf.
然后我说弟兄啊，你的左耳是不是聋的？
He said, yes, it's deaf. I said, I'm going to pray for you, you're going to be healed.
然后他说是的，我的耳朵是聋的。他然后牧师说，我为你祷告，然后得医治。
So I put a finger in his ear. I said, in the name of Jesus, hear, and it popped.
然后我就说奉耶稣基督，我按手在他右耳上说奉耶稣基督名得医治。
一祷告完 I can hear. We tested him. He can hear perfectly.
然后一祷告完，他耳朵就有一个砰的一声，然后他就能听到了，他非常的激动。
I said, if God can fix your ears, He can fix your legs.
我说如果神今天能医治你的耳聋，他一样能医治你的脚。
Six months later, Susanna and I went to the church.
然后六个月之后呢，苏珊和我呢又回到那个教会。
The man was walking.
然后当时坐轮椅的那个人站立起来行走了。
Yeah, he had a stick, but he was walking.
虽然他还拄着拐杖，但是他真的行走了。
From strapped in a wheelchair.
他是那个被绑在那个轮椅上。
To walking.
到他可以走路的那个程度。
The only reason why I could see him walking, he was coming up to the front. He said, "Do you remember me?" I said, "Yes."
当他拄着拐杖走向我的时候，他说：“牧师，你记得我吗？”
I said, "Can you pray for me?" He said, "Can you pray for me?"
哦，然后他说：“你牧师，你还能为我祷告吗？”
I said, "What for? You're already healed." He said, "No, no, nothing to do with my legs."
然后我说：“你已经得医治了。”他说：“哦，不是关于我脚的事情。”
He said, "I want to give up cigarettes."
哦，他说我想放弃这个吸烟的这个习惯。
See, brothers and sisters, we can change people's lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，真的，我们很多时候可以改变一个人的生命。
We can change people where we work.
我们可以改变在我们职场上的同事的生命。
Even though there's a lot of laws at the moment.
所以现在有很多的一些条例律法。
But you can do things quietly.
但是你可以很静静的、有智慧的去处理一些问题。
I remember going to the company one day and the receptionist.Could not move her arm.
我记得我一次去公司的时候，我的那个前台那个同事呢，他的手痛，抬不起胳膊。
I said, "What's wrong with you?"
然后我就问他，你到底怎么了
？She said, "I can't move my arm." I said, "My doctor said it's going to take me at least 6 months before this heals."
然后他说，我的胳膊抬不起来，医生说我大概要半年的时间才能痊愈。
I said, "Come to the archive."
然后我就说来那个存档室。
And in the archive, I said, "In the name of Jesus, grab hold of arm, stretched it up."
然后当时在那个存库那边，然后我就说奉耶稣基督名把他手给他举起来。
And she was shocked.
然后当时他非常震惊。
I said, "Go back to the reception."
然后说哦，回去干做事吧。
And I went back 5 minutes later. How's it? She said, "I can lift my arm."
然后过了五分钟，我就问他现在怎么样啊？
I said,
好点了吗
？Because I had a doctor working in my department. I said, "Go and get him to check it."
然后当时因为我是我们公司里面有医生嘛，我说让他给你。验证一下。
And the doctor verified. I don't know what you did, but she's a lot better. This is not going to be 6 months out. It's going to be a few weeks, couple of weeks. She'll be fine.
他当时那个医生给他检查完说：“我不知道你做了什么，但是他现在的状况不用半年，可能是最多几个星期的时间就能痊愈。”
And I can tell you story after story after story.
我可以给大家分享一个接一个的那种见证。
And people all over the church can tell you story after story.
我相信我们教会的每一个人都可以给你讲很多这样的见证。
God in the next few months is going to break out in healing in this church.
我们相信在接下来几个月当中，我们神要在我们教会当中用医治来。
At the moment when we worship, Betty, we're going to worship.
在我们接下来敬拜的时候
，All of you who need healing, you stand there and say, "God, heal me."
当我们当中任何你需要医治的人，对神说：“神，求你来医治我。”
Whatever you need, ask Him.
不管你的需求是什么，我们都来祈求神。
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you.
天父，我非常感恩。
No one man, no person is able to do what you can do.
没有任何人可以做你能做的事情。
Jesus, you are the light of the earth.
耶稣基督，你是世上的光。
You are the Messiah, the Christ who can open the blind eyes, open the deaf ears.
主啊，你是那个弥赛亚，你会能使瞎眼的看见，使耳聋的能听见。
At this time, O God, when we really do need you,
主啊，在这个特殊的时候，我们真的迫切的需求
要你。To heal our broken hearts,
求你来医治每一个破碎的心。
And to heal our sick bodies,
求你来医治我们的疾病。
We ask that you send your Holy Spirit,
我们祷告求你赐下你的圣灵。
And glorify His name,
来荣耀父的名。
Let's all stand,
让我们一起站立起来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you need healing,
如果我们当中有需要有医治需要医治的
，No one needs to lay hands on you.
没有人不需要人按手在你身上。
Just trust the Lord.
相信主。
Those people online.
对于我们当在网上的弟兄姊妹们
，Let Jesus touch you.
也让主耶稣来触摸你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
圣灵，圣灵。只有你可帮助我来彰显主的爱在我的生命中在我的生命
somebody, in your hand are some diamonds.
我看到我们当中有的手上有钻石。
And you're opening your hand.
你现在是敞开你的手。
Is it God has already given you a gift?
就是神已经赐给你有这个恩赐。
Is in your hand.
已经在你的手中。
And I believe God wants you to release that gift.
我相信神是要你释放这样的恩赐。
In order to bless the body of Christ.
为了来祝福基督的肢体。
To bless people.
来祝福他人。
To testify that Jesus is alive.
来见证耶稣是活着的神。
Jesus is good.
见证耶稣是良善的神。
Because right now you can feel your hand is very heavy.
可能你现在觉得你的手很沉重。
And your hand is beginning to burn.
你觉得你手好像有很烫的感觉。
God has given you the healing anointing.
神已经给你这个医治的恩膏。
If that's you, you pray, God, use me.
如果那是你的话，你祷告，神啊，轻易来使用我。
Use me, Lord.
使用我主。
Hallelujah, use me.
使用我主。
Father, I ask you, God, to help our brothers and sisters who've been given the anointing to heal.
主要真从我们当中已经被赐予医治恩膏的弟兄姊妹祷告。
You release the fire on them.
主要求你释放你的火焰在他们身上。
Release right now.
奉耶稣基督的名现在释放。
In the name of Jesus.
现在就释放主。
And let the angel now bring them, ignite their faith.
主要求你现在天使来
In the name of Jesus.
来带给他们，点燃他们的信心。奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
The presence of God is now here.
耶稣基督同在在我们当中。
Just open your hearts now.
让我们打开我们的心。
And let the Holy Spirit begin to touch you.
让圣灵开始来触摸你。
He's here to anoint.
圣灵来在我们当中来恩膏。
He's here to put fire in your heart.
他来当中来把在你的心中点燃那个火。
He's here.
神在我们当中。
Lift up our hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 让我们继续用我们的手来敬拜。
We welcome Him.
我们来欢迎他，我们敬拜他。
The fire of the Holy Spirit is burning.
让圣灵的火来燃烧你。
Oh, Rabaka San.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
是的，主，感谢你，主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Receive in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you, God, to release your power. Help us, O God, to receive in Jesus' name.
主啊，求你释放你的能力，来帮助我们来领受。哈利路亚，
哈利路亚， Hallelujah.
我们领受主。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
More Lord，
主啊，求你赐下更多主。
Keep worshiping，
让我们继续来敬拜神，敬拜他。哈利路亚。
在我的生命
Let everyone who is anointed, Lord, move into the next level anointing.
主，让每个被恩膏的器皿都移到更深的一个恩膏之中。
Father, deliver us.
主啊，求你来释放我们。
Separate us free, O God.
来紧紧的释放我们，主。
And I pray, Lord, every person who came here today needing to be touched by God will be touched.
主，我们来到我们当中的每一个人，今天想被神触摸的，都能领受到神的触摸。
And those of us who are carrying problems of God in our hearts, Lord, I pray today you give them an answer.
主，我们当中心中带着很多问题的来到这里的，主啊，求你今天就给他们有一个答案。
Hallelujah, Father, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Release your blessing upon us.
主啊，求你释放你的祝福在我们当中。
Hallelujah, Father, clothe us.
主要来围绕着我们
us, Lord.
用你的能力来充满我们，主，
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
耶和华必祝福你，必保守你。
The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
耶和华必向你扬脸，必
The Lord lift up His countenance to you.
耶和华必向你扬脸。
And will establish you in peace.
他必奠定平安。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名。
Amen. Please be seated. Anyone who needs prayer, come forward and people will pray for you.
我们当中任何需要。
Somebody here today, there was a pain in your stomach that's